Hello.
Hi Barbara, this is Chaya with Family First calling. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I see you just spoke to Jasmine. Amazing. So my name is Chaya and I'm an enrollment coordinator and I'm gonna help get Patricia enrolled, correct?
I had a problem with the number that she gave me. She said to get Medicaid started. It took me to Pennsylvania enrollment broker, community broker or something.
Yes, that's it.
And they said they had no idea what I was talking about with Family First.
Okay, so I'll tell
And
you
she
what's going
said
to
she has
happen.
nothing to do with, and she said she has nothing to do with Medicaid, but she gave us an appointment for Monday to come out and do an assessment at their house.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So
All
that's
right.
the step. The first thing I just want to confirm with you is Patricia's date of birth.
3-4-51.
Amazing. And I just want to confirm that she does not make more than 2,900 a month.
I would doubt it. I honestly don't know, but she's on Social Security and she didn't work, so I would say it's way less than that.
Got it. Okay. So she probably should financially should be eligible. So yes, amazing. That's great. So the first number, so you already have an appointment scheduled for Monday?
11 to 1 that they have somebody scheduled.
That's amazing. So that's the first assessment that needs to be done in order to get it started for the enrollment process. So now that you already
Okay.
have that, that's great. Now the next thing is that when they come to your home, they do usually give you a paper to bring to your own doctor to fill out. Now, instead of you
They
answering
were going to
that,
reach out to, they were reaching out to her doctor already.
got it. But there is a form that they're going to make you when they come down to that you're going to have to go down to her home. If you would like, we do have a system where we do telehealth, where a doctor can just call her and do the form over the phone.
Well, they said she had already applied to this before, and they said that they were going to send it to her doctor and have him fill it out again.
Okay, so they can do that, or we can, what we can do over here is we can just do it on our end and then get it straight to us and send it straight to them without having to go to the doctor and get them involved.
But yeah, I think if you do that, you're going to confuse her more.
Okay, so you'd rather use your own doctor?
Well, that's, I mean,
Okay, you can do that. You can definitely do that.
yeah, because that line said that they were going to go ahead and take care of it and send it
Okay,
out to
so
them.
your doctor will just have to fax it to us, but that's all good.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so you have your appointment scheduled for Monday. That's
Right.
amazing. And then, okay, fine, perfect. So we'll follow up with you then.
Okay, yeah. It's been a tough situation. I'm not there now, and I live like 2.5 hours away from her. But I can easily be brought on to any phone calls, you know, that are necessary. So hopefully this will work out for us.
Okay, amazing.
Okay. All right. And what was your name?
My name is Chaya, Chaya.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, all right. Bye-bye.
Amazing.